Oh, sorry, I pressed
fine.
The button already.
I just wanted to note that feature request because it's good.
An error occurred. Please try again later. But also it says live and excellent condition. I love this so much. Hey, Jake. Oh, he wandered off. Okay, I'm just going to snap. This is probably the quickest way for me to do this. I'm just going to snap a quick picture of this because this is hilarious. We have a call with them probably next week. Like, we actually have a contact at YouTube that's, like, actively working on the development of this panel.
Ooh.
And, yeah,
we were... Your job must be hard right now.
We were, like, straight up honest with them. We were like, look, the way that it's so confusing to use because the way it messages things is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it's undecipherable. And so me getting, like, excellent connection live, by the way, there's a problem. You can't do that. Anyway, we're live. Welcome to the WAN Show, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a fantastic show for you guys today. The NSA has revealed a major flaw in Microsoft's Windows operating system. Apple may be forced to ditch the Lightning connector. Luke got banned by Blizzard for 6 months.
That's
well, I'm fascinated to hear about it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a great story.
And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Windows 7 is dead. Dead as a doornail. Dead as...
I mean, you can still use it.
Yeah, you can still use it, but like...
People used XP for a long time.
They did. They shouldn't anymore.
No.
Yeah, like, you should really not boot a Windows XP operating system on your network.
Yeah.
Let's roll that intro.
Go. Goosebumps, give me swamp butt.
Oh, yeah. 10 of 10. Oh, it's still unlisted. I forgot it's in public. Well, whatever. We're not starting over. Sponsors for the show today! That display. That Humble Bundle. That FreshBooks. Oh, what's up? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I forgot about that. Oh, wow. Crap. Wow, yeah.
I can talk about Apple being forced to ditch Lightning.
Oh, I want to talk about that, though.
Okay.
When do we need to do that? Just, how long is it?
I don't know.
Okay, can you find that out? Like, how set up is it? As long as I can just sprint over there, say it, and then run back over here, we should be fine. All right, so why don't we jump right into our headline topic? The NSA reveals a major flaw in Microsoft Windows. At a press conference, the U.S. National Security Agency, everyone's best friend, announced that, well, I mean, you know, you confide everything to your best friends.
Yeah.
You know, your best friend is always kind of like hanging around, watching out for you.
Very, very closely.
You know, your best friend...
puts listening devices in your home.
Anyway, the NSA announced it has discovered a major flaw in Windows 10.
That's normal, right?
It's not clear how long they knew about the vulnerability before revealing it to Microsoft, but the bugs revealed were within Windows Remote Desktop Gateway.
That's not good.
Remote desktop. Riddle me this.
Okay.
You know a thing or two about online security, right?
Sure.
Okay. You probably know enough to know this.
Okay.
If there's anything in your operating system that needs to be bulletproof.
Yeah. Yep.
Wouldn't you think it would be the one that literally gives you, as though you are sitting in front of it, access to the machine?
Yeah. Can I take a quick aside here for a second? You just asked, you know, a thing or two about online security.
Yeah.
There's a bone that I have to pick with some of our audience.
Oh.
That has been picked by AJ. But then after it has been picked by AJ, they just tend to vanish.
Yes.
And then they come back later when AJ's not around and they attack again. And then AJ's like, hey, I see you.
Is this float plane related?
It is.
Okay, what are they mad about
now? So we have a maximum character count on our passwords.
Yeah, okay.
It's like 72 or something. I don't remember what it is. It's really high.
Okay.
Some people try to set passwords that are higher than that and then point at other websites and say, like, you can do it there. That means better security. A lot of really good encryption protocols can only go up to a certain amount.
Right.
You can allow it to accept passwords that are beyond that amount.
Right.
But it will just cut them off at 72 or whatever the character account is.
Really?
It just slices it off. So if you go to, like, Hacker News, you can put in a password that's really long. And then you can go up to the character account limit and just type whatever you want past the end and it doesn't matter. That's not better security. Come on. I'm not, like, an absolute expert of this stuff, but this is not difficult to understand. And, like,
also, 72 is lots.
I don't remember exactly what it is.
Okay, whatever.
But it's very high.
Yeah, okay.
It's lots.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, that's just, you know, I just, ugh.
Thanks, Luke.
We get very aggressive tweets every once in a while. Someone will be like, this is unacceptable, blah, 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 blah.
How's your chest? Does it feel lighter?
Yeah, a little bit. Anyways, back to the NSA and Windows.
All right, so the vulnerability in Windows Remote Desktop, like the one thing you gotta go through with a fine tooth, you know, like a lice comb, you know?
Like, and is
get
like
in there.
Definitely included on server versions.
So there's two separate bugs identified as CVE-2020-0609. Nice. And CVE-2020-0610. They are particularly dangerous as, while they are not yet exploited, they could be used to remotely execute code on targeted RDP servers before the gateway even attempts to authenticate them.
Nice.
The public disclosure represents a major change in the NSA's approach, choosing to put computer security ahead of building up its arsenal of hacking tools that allow the agency to spy on adversaries' networks. Past bugs like this were stockpiled by the NSA as attack vectors, but eventually leaked to hacking groups for malicious use, notably Eternal Blue and WannaCry. Microsoft and the NSA reported that they have seen no active exploitation of the flaw, and the latest Windows patch addresses 48 vulnerabilities, 5 of which were related to Windows Remote Desktop. Okay, apparently I have to run over there and just yell at the microphone for about 20 seconds. Long story short, there's a product coming out, and we filmed our review, and then a competitor has a product that competes with this product, and they adjusted their pricing, like, an hour and a half ago.
Oh.
And our video is already shot, so I have to go and, like, do something.
Are you just, like, ghetto voiceovering?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So hard.
Nice.
So hard.
I actually really enjoy that, when you watch a video, and there's, like, clearly, like, they clearly said something the first time, and then there's like, say he says $95, and he's like, $150, and it goes back to the cadence that was there before. I don't know why, but I find that highly entertaining. Not gonna lie, I wasn't fully paying attention to what Linus was saying before he left, so I don't actually remember where he was on this, so I'm just gonna pick it up, and if I'm reiterating what he said previously, I apologize. The public disclosure represents a major change in the NSA's approach, choosing to put computer security, ahead of building up its arsenal of hacking tools that allow the agency to spy on adversaries' networks. This is good, because I can pretty much bet you at least some of their systems are running on Windows. I know for a fact that a decent amount of the American government's systems in general, even if they're not the NSA's, are running on Windows, and I mean, things are better secure than insecure. If you set up a way to access something in an unauthorized way, that can also be used as an attack vector always. Like, you can't just know that it will be used by yourself. So yeah, getting this fixed is good overall. Microsoft and the NSA reported that they have seen no active exploitation of the flaw. That's great. I hope they get it fixed before that happens. The latest Windows patch, which we downloaded and installed on the streaming computer right before the stream, and I was scared that the stream wasn't going to work. The latest Windows patch addressed 48 vulnerabilities, 5 of which were related to Windows Remote Desktop. That is terrifying. I am still extremely uncomfortable with Windows 10. I've talked about it a ton on this show in the past. I am running Windows 10 personally at home now. The thing that usually ends up getting me to push operating systems ends up being games. And my roommate and a bunch of other people wanted to play the new Call of Duty, and you can't do that on Windows 8.1, which was my preferred operating system. You could do it on Windows 7, which was interesting, but yeah, you can do it on Windows 8.1, which was kind of a bummer. I don't want to do the Apple forced to ditch the Lightning connector thing, because Linus said he wanted to talk about that. I don't think there's going to be a ton of conversation on this one, so I'll dive into that. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Windows 7 is dead thing. You can still use Windows 7, to be clear. It is just insecure. Official support for Windows 7 has ended as of Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. The hugely popular OS, that's a little understated, will continue to get security updates for companies who pay $25 to $200 per workstation for the privilege, but end users are SOL due to the end-of-life clause.
Wah! He's back.
If you could pay $25 to $200
How?
As a user, not as a workstation. So, like, for your home PC. And you were, like, diehard into... Ooh. Yes.
Software as a service?
Yep, let's do it.
To keep using Windows 7?
Yeah.
Did they ever add DirectX 12?
I don't know if they did universally. I know definitely some games that are DX12 work on Windows 7.
Right, but in, like, DirectX 11 mode.
I haven't done it, because I haven't ran Windows 7 in a long time, so I'm not sure.
What are you running now? Looking. You're on Windows 8, aren't you?
I was 8.1 for a long time. I've recently poured over.
Oh, no, you didn't!
Yeah.
Oh, you finally did it.
I had installed... do you remember when my 8.1, like, black screen bricked? And then I installed Mint, and then I was like, this is too tedious. So
yes.
I installed another operating
yep.
system. That other operating system was Windows 10. Just because I was like, it doesn't really matter. All I really use is like Word, Excel, and a web browser.
Yep.
So whatever. So I just did it. And then my laptop was also in Windows 10. So I was like outnumbered with my own personal devices.
You know what? Personal use, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. Because the only justification for me to pay for an operating system is for it to have some kind of... it has to enable me to do something that I otherwise couldn't do. I mean, for me, the operating system is just something that mostly gets out of my way.
Yeah.
And there are things about Windows 10 that are super obnoxious. It drives me nuts to this day that I have to, what is it, an extra 2 clicks to get into my network connection settings. Like, just stupid, asinine things. Like, I want to know what the link speed of my Wi-Fi is. I don't want to right click, then this other thing status. Like, it just takes too long to do some things.
Audio settings, annoying to get to.
Super.
Basically, all of the settings are really annoying to get to.
Super frustrating and still not consolidated. Like, some of it's in the old style control panel, some of it's in the Metro UI style control panel. Like, finish your job at some point.
I have always hated this. And like, even I've been switched to Windows 10 for a little while
now.
It's
been like 8 years.
Yeah. But the this type of UI design, I don't know if you want to show that or not.
Hold on. Yeah, sure.
That's probably fine. I don't like this.
Yeah, well, Metro.
I don't think it looks good. I have never thought it looks good.
Yeah.
Aggressively boxy, and the majority of the time they're just like, only text.
Really flat.
Or text with a box out of lines around
Remember Aeroglass?
Aeroglass was sweet.
Aeroglass was sweet. Vista still looks so good.
It does.
So anyway, for me, the operating system when I'm at home is just to get out of my way. And I actually, on a machine that's working, one that I'm not tinkering with, I access that stuff shockingly rarely. Like on my the computer, the computer I actually use the most now is the VR gaming rig connected to my TV in my living room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go figure. I never would have seen that coming. I use my laptop a fair bit, but like only at work. I lied. My workstation at work.
So
I use the most.
I'm gonna tangent again.
Oh wow, okay.
I have to crush your heart a little bit.
What's this?
Jaden just decided to randomly get the song you were playing on
What a monster.
On Beat Saber after you played it, and I don't know why it's not loading right now, but he 100%ed it on expert, full combo, no misses. It was a good live stream, though. Expert plus, 100%.
Anyway, I will address that later.
oh, there it is. There it goes. Oh, whatever.
Anyway, so... Yeah, I... So... Okay, what? That is so off topic. Wancho, I guess. So... Where my position changes on this.
Oh, no, you said your VR PC, that's why.
Yeah, so my VR PC is the one that I probably use the most,
aside
from maybe my workstation, which I use for work.
Yeah.
And I almost never dink around with anything. Like, once I've got everything configured. Once I've got Steam VR set up to, you know, properly switch which audio devices when I open and close VR, now that I don't actually try to use my PC to watch movies, now that I just use Plex through the NVIDIA Shield, all my Harmony stuff is, like, perfect. It goes to sleep. It wakes up properly with that ancient Microsoft IR receiver. From like way back, like 2002, 2003, still using that thing. It's freaking awesome. Still has driver support. So I just don't really touch that stuff. So all I really do with Windows is go down to the task manager to like open a thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like that's the only purpose it serves for me. So at home, the only thing I could really possibly care about is that it like supports the stuff I want to use. And
yeah.
I use pretty new stuff, so I guess that's fine. And even if I used older stuff, if it was for personal use, most of the personal use type things, like a webcam or a printer, cost so little compared to paying a maintenance fee for your operating system that you are probably better off replacing that. With that said, if I was a business, particularly a small business, like I had a neighbor before that ran a sign making business out of his garage, and he had like CNC software and
it has
like,
to be
electronics design software that only ran on Windows XP. And so for him, the cost of upgrading compared to the cost of maintaining a software, maintaining an operating system, could actually be far more. Like, that could convince him to spend $25 a year on
Windows 7. So my one argument there would be...
Or in his case, Windows XP, but like...
Does he even need that connected to the internet?
No.
Yeah, so then he can just run XP and...
Right, but okay, let's say in a case where it was like a production system.
Yeah, and there are those airport terminals are really common for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a really great example. Or even just an office that's just full of people who just type documents all day and absolutely do not need new computers. Like the cost of outfitting an entire office with new computers compared to the cost of spending $25 a year per seat for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like...
And then just replace it when it's dead style
exactly.
approach.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, there are...
I would gladly pay a fee to be able to keep using Windows 8.1.
Really? But like, you switched to Windows 10 voluntarily now. You have to justify that. You have to explain that.
You brought up the compatibility issue.
Oh,
my friends wanted
okay.
to play a game. I couldn't play the game with them.
Oh.
It's like, hey, well, this is pretty lame. Because like at this point, I play most games for like social reasons.
Right. So I looked it up. And yes, Microsoft did port DirectX 12 to Windows 7, but only for certain games.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you were right about that.
It's pretty unsure, but yeah. So like,
how much would you pay?
I would definitely pay within that range.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think Windows 10 definitely gives me more grief than that cost is worth, if that makes sense.
What has it done to you lately? Is it that bad?
For some, everything worked perfectly before I moved to Windows 10, and I have done 3 reformats since this, trying to figure out what the problem is and installing not all programs every time, trying to narrow it down. But it hitches like crazy.
Really?
And will randomly, like, freeze. All screens will completely freeze, and then any game that is in full screen windowed mode will and become a window. And I have no idea why. I've tried various NVIDIA drivers. I've tried, like, everything. And it just... I think Windows 10 just hates me personally at this point.
That does seem to be the only rational conclusion.
I don't know. Everything was perfect in Windows 8.1. And then now I just have a variety of issues. I find, like, one thing that I do fairly often is we'll watch, like, a show through my computer.
Yep.
Because I don't have a TV yet.
Yep.
And I'll switch the audio source to my speakers. And that's just annoying every single time. Because going into the settings and doing all this kind of stuff
was
way simpler. So is that an external program?
Sound Switch, yeah. It's a super, super lightweight. You can just set a hotkey.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so yeah. That's what I was using back when I was using wireless headphones on the TV sometimes. Well, I don't know if I ever actually ended up using them, but I set up wireless headphones on the TV and then realized that nobody in the entire building I live in ever sits and watches TV alone.
Yeah.
When people are consuming content alone, it's generally on a tablet or a phone.
Okay.
And when they're consuming it together, they don't wear headphones.
Yeah.
So it's those headphones have just been sitting there for like, you know, 2 years or 3 years or whatever. Right. But when I set it up, I got Sound Switch. Oh, and back when the audio switching for VR was a flakier, like in the very, very early launch days of the HTC Vive, I would use Sound Switch to like fix it if it glitched out. Mm. Just like, hey, you need to switch over to the other thing.
There's other stuff that's just kind of annoying on probably a more like principle kind of level.
Yeah.
Like the start menu just being so stupid.
Yeah, the search is so bad.
And Windows 8.1 search was great.
My favorite one now is when I search for Teams, T-E-A-M-S, my first result is always TeamViewer. And my second result is always
Teams.
Microsoft Teams. And it's like, it's your own software and your own search. Can't prioritize it.
I will.
And I put the S in.
Yeah.
I'm not searching T-E-A-M.
Which if you did, TeamViewer coming up first,
makes
sure.
Perfect sense, because I use it all the time.
Yeah.
T-E-A-M-S. And it comes up with TeamViewer. I can't actually show it here. I don't think this has Teams on it. Or TeamViewer, apparently.
And then it searches it. And like, even if you have a tough time finding it, I never want you to search it. I am never going to search something online with the start menu. That will never, ever happen.
Right, but you're an advanced user.
I don't care.
I think.
Give me the option to control this. Let me turn search, a web search off in this.
Can
in the
you
search
not?
Menu. I don't. Maybe.
Maybe
I just haven't
can.
Found it.
I mean, the thing
the
about
settings
Windows.
Menu suck, so I'm not sure.
The thing about Windows is if you're willing to go in and play around with RegEdit. It's actually very customizable.
So you use Linux.
It's actually very customizable. No, not necessarily. That's not always
the solution.
You're
going pretty far.
Okay, you're talking about you want to play a game with your friends. Linux ain't necessarily the solution there.
There's definitely a little bit more work.
Yes, that is a fair
but
bit
also,
more work than
so
going
the
into
first
RegEdit
thing,
and
the
tweaking
first thing
a,
that I
an
did.
Animation speed or a whatever. Like
the first thing that I did that required a reformat was I followed the Linus Tech Tips Windows 9 guide, which like destroyed everything and was horrible. You guys need to add like a
what?
Thing on the forum that says don't do this.
Oh, is it bad now?
Yes.
Oh,
very.
Because it was great when we first did it.
I'm sure.
Oh,
it's
like honestly,
horrible now.
Our export server is still running that.
I don't know. Maybe it works better with updates later
Maybe
on.
Maybe Windows just hates you in
Maybe
general.
Maybe that. Maybe that.
Because we've never gotten
so
another complaint about that.
One of the software I don't remember what it was. You had to get it from GitHub.
Yeah.
It's just super out of date and deprecated.
Okay.
And like
okay.
There's a few things like that
right.
where applying them now might not really work as well.
Right.
But if you had them and you were updating with it, maybe Windows handles it better. I'm
Got
not
it.
Sure. Or Windows just hates me. I'm happy
it's also
with
possible.
Either of those explanations at this point. Windows 8.1 loves me though. And I abandoned it.
So basically, how far did you get into this? So unless you're willing to pay a bunch of money, which I think we can probably both agree that unless it's for business reasons, you probably can't really justify it.
Yeah.
So unless you're willing to pay, you are SOL, or so we thought. So a bypass has been found that enables extended support updates for end users by bypassing the ESU key check. Unknown how long this will work for. I mean, Microsoft has demonstrated in the past that they're willing to turn a blind eye to end users working around their checkpoints, but not necessarily on everything. So one of the most famous examples of them just sort of pretending not to notice something is the free upgrade from Windows 7 or Windows 8 to Windows 10. They said, hey, we're gonna end it at this time. Then they extended it formally, if I recall correctly, by some period. Then they either extended it again or they just
didn't
ignored it.
Yeah.
And then they just never, ever, ever turned it off. So to this day, you can install Windows 7, free upgrade it to Windows 10, or you can just install Windows 10, use a Windows 7 product key, just like enter it at install, it'll just work. It treats
really?
Them all complete. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did it the other day.
Wow.
Even once your Windows 10 is already installed, you can like go to activate. And I was able, so I changed the hardware in my VR gaming machine, and I needed to reactivate Windows because it got mad.
Okay.
So the problem is that I hadn't actually dealt with that in a long time because I hadn't upgraded my personal rig in like 3 or 4 years or something like that. It had been quite a while, and they've made a lot of changes. So it is still possible to retain your license from one hardware set to another. As far as I can tell, although I didn't successfully do it because it looks like you have to deregister it first.
I will say one thing that was kind of nice is I did the instead of doing the I want to use an offline account thing, I used my actual Microsoft account every time. And in this whole move, like I'm moving to Windows 10 or whatever, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be super legit. I'm going to buy a key properly through my Microsoft account, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I kept the keys in my email somewhere. So I kept on just being like, I don't have a key. But then when I signed in, it would just grab it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a nice...
Yeah, so it's tied to the hardware.
That was a nice experience.
But that means that you have to deregister it.
Yeah, but I didn't have to, is what I'm saying.
But you didn't change the hardware.
That's... Oh, okay, to move it from hardware to hardware. You have
right.
To, okay.
So the only way for me to do that would have been to rebuild up the whole computer, deregister it, and I was just... It's a small form factor machine. I was just like, no, I can't do this. So out of desperation, I had an old Windows 7 Ultimate key. And I was like, what happens if I... Activated. No problem. Windows 10 Pro. Bippity boppity, there you go.
Pro? Okay.
Yep, Windows 10 Pro. Well, I had Windows 10 Pro installed, so I knew I was going to need something other than Windows 7 Home. Mm. I'm pretty sure that transition doesn't work. So the workaround that, you know, everyone, I think, knows about then is because Windows 7 was so easy to pirate, if you pirate Windows 7 and then upgrade to Windows 10, you end up with a legit Windows 10 install. And so Microsoft has had every opportunity under the sun to block that off over the last few years, but they just, for whatever reason, didn't do it. And we made a video about this recently on TechWiki. It was like the most explosive TechWiki we've ever made. People loved it, people hated it. It got 2.2 million views in the first few days.
What was it?
Which is crazy for TechWiki. The title was, Why is Windows 10 Free Now? And basically, some people got really mad because they were like, well, it's not free, that's piracy. How many views does it have now?
2.3, I think.
2.375. That's nuts for TechWiki.
Yeah.
And so people were mad because they were like, this is promoting software piracy. And actually, if you watch the video, we never say that it's the right thing to do. We just say that Microsoft has had every opportunity to close this off, and they haven't done it. And then we speculate as to why that might be, including some backup from statements that Microsoft and their leadership have made publicly about how Windows 10 is going to be the last Windows, and it's more about the install base, and it's more about building out the ecosystem, and it's less about trying to milk people for $126 or whatever an OEM Windows license cost every 2 to 3 years. They've accepted that they're moving away from that model and they're moving towards this more cloud focused one. And honestly, you know, you look at their profits, it seems to be going just fine in spite of them not selling as many Windows licenses, and new machine licensing fees aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been convinced for a long time that it's not about selling to users that are like building their own computers and stuff. I think they've essentially never cared.
We're such a minority of a minority.
But exactly. Like, and if they can just like shut us up by being like, just take your stupid free operating system, that's almost certainly going to be better for them in the long run.
As long as they're making money somewhere else. But
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And they've shifted,
like,
so they are.
Selling OEM licenses and doing all these other things makes way more sense. Like, oh yeah, you're all used to using Windows because it's free. Ha 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 ha. And then now you have to pay for it when you buy a laptop.
I mean, how else were they going to maintain their dominance? Because I don't think that in a world where Apple doesn't charge for operating system updates, in a world where Linux is continuing to get better and better and better, they were going to be able to keep charging you $100 and $150 every couple of years forever. That wasn't going to happen.
Some guy's having an aneurysm because he's telling me to change the audio output through the volume icon of the taskbar. I know. But it's like too many steps. That's my whole point.
Yep.
It was just easier on 8.1.
Yep. It's just like more stupid things. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so what else do we have to talk about? For those who have hardware no longer supported, try out Linux. Hey, there you go. But don't stick with Windows 7 if you can at all help it. That is really important. Security is a big deal, and you ain't going to have it. That NSA flaw is a perfect example of how, even though it's older software at this point, there are still absolutely exploits and bugs that are being found. So whatever it is that you are updating to, we did a video about this on LTT a little while ago, it should be something. So for now, there's the ESU key bypass, check bypass. No idea how long that'll work. For the future, though, you're going to have to do something. I mean, 8.1, I think, has another couple years left on it. Not much, though, actually, now that I think about it. When's 8.1 end of support?
It's already kind of lost a lot of different forms of support, just mm-hmm. not security.
January 10, 2023.
But it didn't get DX12. It's not getting other stuff. It's the user base is so small. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no. End of mainstream support, January 9, 2018. End of extended support, January 10, 2023. Yeah, it's basically completely abandoned at this point.
They're ending that.
So Windows 10 is the only Windows. That's all there is to it. You can like it or you can put a lot of work into using something else. Speaking of putting a lot of work in, I did not put a lot of work into this sponsorship segue. FreshBooks is the super simple to use invoicing tool for small business owners and freelancers. It does more than just help you create slick looking invoices. You can track your time with their timesheet function. You can manage your expenses, keep track of who owes you what. You can take all of the functionality with you on the go with their mobile apps for iOS and Android. And you can call their support staff and talk to a real person if you have any trouble. That's one of the coolest things about FreshBooks. Visit freshbooks.com/when and get a free trial today. Just make sure you enter when in the how did you hear about us section. Oh, this is interesting. Humble Bundle's a sponsor today. Save money, contribute to charity, and get great deals on games at lmg.gg/humblebundle. Yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it. Humble Bundle believes that you should pay for what you want, and they even give you the ability to select how much you want to give to each party, the creator, the charity, and even to Humble Bundle themselves. You can either shop on specific titles through their store page or through their bundle sets. Pick the bundle you want or subscribe to their monthly bundle to save even more. So check them out at lmg.gg/humblebundle. Apparently this is a partner link rather than a specific sponsorship. So there you go. Now we know. And finally, Displate. Use offer code LTT to save 15% at lmg.gg/displatewhen. Displates are magnetically mounted metal prints. This demo is great. You do the same demo every time.
No, I'm doing it differently.
You're doing it differently? Yeah. All right.
I don't usually bring them up here. I realized when they sit back there, they're out of focus.
They got 250,000 different artworks spanning a bunch of different styles and influences. You don't need any power tools to hang it because it's just like a sticker you put on the wall with a magnet on it. Look at that. Pretty freaking awesome.
I'm trying to not get glare on it.
They plant a tree for every display purchased, and they've partnered with CD Projekt Red to create Cyberpunk 2077 prints. You can even get some pretty special edition Linus Media Group prints as well.
Delayed too, the Cyberpunk 2077 prints.
Hey, got him.
That's pretty funny.
Got him. Our link below, code LTT to save 15% today. And then I guess Nick also wants to give us an update on LTTstore.com.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's why you're here.
Yeah, buddy.
LTTstore.com.
Do you want a hat for $5?
Really?
You can get a hat for $5.
Cool.
All you have to do is buy a t-shirt or a hoodie.
Cool.
So hardware shirts, hoodies, buy one, get a hat, $5.
Cool.
There you go, guys.
And
buy
the hats. TechLink hats, LTT hats.
Nice. That's a good promo.
Heck yeah.
Do we have a lot of hats we're trying to move through?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, cool. We got lots of hats. Yeah, minimum order quantities on hats are pretty high, in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, let's do it.
Did you like my Twitter post from an hour ago? Did you see it?
I actually did not see your Twitter post from an hour ago.
I thought it was pretty good.
What are you posting on the Twitter now?
The LTT Twitter has been so memey.
It's mostly this guy.
So memey. Do you want your tech tip? I have tech tip for you.
In your opinion, if we did a blind key switch challenge, which switch must be included? It's free real estate. Oh, thank you very much for that. LTTstore.com. Yeah, all right. Have a good weekend. Get out of here. Honestly, like, I have such a hard time ascending to that level of memery.
Like, it's been pretty in...
Nick can do it. Jake can do it.
Yeah.
Alex P, A Prime, you guys will probably know him as in the credits on the videos. Those three are probably like peak memery around here. Yeah, the meme masters.
The meme council. Council of memers.
Council of memes. You can join the council, but we will not give you the rank of master. Apple may be forced to ditch the Lightning connector. So word on the street is the EU will be voting on regulations that will require all mobile devices to use a single universal charging method. Can I jump in and say I hate this?
Honestly, I'm really surprised. So please continue.
Okay. Why don't we get through the rest of this?
Okay.
No, you know what? No, we're not going to. I hate this.
Is it a stifling innovation angle?
Not necessarily, because okay. I think stifling innovation has become like a buzzword that just means forcing us to not act in a non-competitive manner. Like, stifling innovation has just become, its meaning has become perverted, I think, just okay. because of the way that it's been used so frequently.
Sure.
So the reason I hate this is that I think it's going to stifle innovation. But not in that way. Because the problem with a standards... Okay, so we're lucky right now. USB-C is pretty great.
So it's more the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
But where are we going from here?
Yeah.
What happens when it's time for someone to create something different?
Are you not allowed?
Yeah, because this whole thing went down ages ago. The EU tried to go after Apple about the 40-pin connector way back in the day, if I recall correctly. It might have been the 40-pin, might have been Lightning. Don't remember the time frame. But ultimately, what we got after the Apple 40-pin connector was Lightning, which was so much better than anything that was available on the PC side of things or on the like open standard side of things,
yeah.
that it was almost worth switching to an iPhone for. Remember, this is pre-wireless charging, and the Lightning connector was great. So I'm looking at it going, okay, at this moment in time, USB Type-C looks pretty great. Seems like it's working out pretty good so far. We haven't so far identified any long-term durability or reliability problems.
Yeah.
It holds up physically, it holds up electrically for the most part. Seems great. But we don't have to go that far in the past to find a time when allowing someone to use a different connector was a clear and obvious benefit for their customers and not to the detriment of the rest of the market. Because Apple does charge to create works with Apple accessories. But the flip side of that is that nothing prevents you from buying an unauthorized one off of eBay.
When we go back to like flip and slider phones,
yeah,
it was horrible.
That was a gong show.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
I don't think we're there now because right now we have basically micro USB, USB-C, and Lightning.
Yes.
That's not that bad. And you have like a little bit older Android phones,
yeah,
current Android phones, and iPhones.
The other concern that I have is that these regulations, in many cases, technology regulations are created by people who do not fully understand what they're regulating.
They're often very important. I want to throw that out there, too.
Yes.
There are lots of very important technology regulations that keep things moving, and we're very thankful for. But, yes, they're also often made by people that have no idea.
Even by
about.
Engineers, USB Type-C is not particularly well understood in a lot of cases because, you guys are a tech-savvy audience, right? You see four USB-C connections on the back of the Apple Pro Display XDR. Tell me what you think they are. One of them has a little bolt next to it. Tell me what they all are.
A Thunderbolt.
Okay.
And three USB-C 3.1s.
Wrong.
Is one of them's power?
No.
And the other ones don't allow that? No. I have no idea.
Okay, see, that's the problem. There are so many different implementations of USB-C, the physical connector electrically, that the potential for them to say, okay, well, everything has to use USB Type-C because that way everything can be charged from, you know, one thing.
What are they?
So basically one of them is Thunderbolt, okay. and that goes to the Mac Pro,
okay.
or to your MacBook Pro.
Sure.
And the other three are actually USB Type 2 electrically.
Okay.
And the reason is that Apple is using up all of the available bandwidth in that connection to put two DisplayPort streams through it, because that's how they're doing 6K 60 hertz
okay.
off of a single cable. Now, they could have just done two cables, which would have increased the backwards compatibility of the display, but that wouldn't have been as elegant.
They would never want to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that wouldn't have had, and it would have had high-speed connectivity. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so, sorry. So there's so many different implementations that even if the intent was to say, USB Type-C is the past, present, and future. We want everything to use this so that you've got universal interoperability, which gives consumers choice. Now they can choose their vendor for their charging devices. Even if that was the intent, that might not actually be the result, because we've already seen with the Nintendo Switch getting bricked by power banks and non-authorized third-party adapters that there are so many different implementations, some of them standard and some of them non-standard, that there's no way that you would be able, that you wouldn't have the understanding to regulate that properly. And many devices just have different needs. So that even though USB Type-C is a fantastic standard and has so much flexibility in its implementation that allows it to be used for so many different things, everything from charging a laptop to outputting power off of your phone and charging something else, it's so cool. But that flexibility means that it's not one thing. So trying to standardize on this one thing could actually hurt what is so great about this one thing.
And as far as my understanding goes, micro USB is wildly cheaper as well. And we don't necessarily want to drive up the cost of a lot of low-cost devices.
Like an IoT-connected relay that you use for your garage door. I have one that uses micro USB. It significantly increases the complexity of implementing the charging port if they have to use USB Type-C.
And especially if it's a plug-in once, leave always plugged-in style device, you don't need really the features that USB-C give you if you can get everything else done by a micro USB connection.
With that said, we did find that USB Type-C was quite a bit more durable, and I have had a fair number of microbes just from being left in.
Oh, just like die. Kind of die.
But that, I think, has as much to do with it being a poor quality connector as it has to do with the actual standard itself. Yeah. So there's a different conversation to have there. I mean, that's another thing, too, is like, unless you're regulating the quality of them as well.
And speaking of quality, this might be unpopular. I personally like Lightning's more than USB-C.
Oh, I love the Lightning connector.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple's like cable sleeving has had issues at times in the past, but the actual Lightning connector itself.
The feel of the plug-in, unplug experience is fantastic.
It does tend to get... The Verge is reporting this is about the wall charger, not the actual plug on the phone. Either way, that has its own separate... Everything I said is already still applicable to that then. So all these different implementations of powering devices... if you standardize the wall charger, you know, how would you keep tweaking with, like, your battery charge rates, like your current delivery rates and all that kind of stuff? Like, there are advantages to having the charger talk to the device. No, I still don't support it. So there you go. All right. Well, what else? So okay, let's go through our actual talking points for this thing. Uh-oh. Wife messaging. Okay, cool. That's perfect. So something, require that all mobile devices use a single universal charging method. Apple's response. Oh, this is great. Regulations that would drive conformity across the type of connector built into all smartphones freeze innovation rather than encourage it. Such proposals are bad for the environment and unnecessarily disruptive for customers. I don't necessarily agree that they are bad for the environment, because continuing to use your existing cables is definitely more better for the environment.
I could reduce
is the best R.
I could
is basically
only,
what I'm trying to say.
I could only understand the environment thing if it was used poetically, and they mean like the, you know, environment of innovators.
Oh, like the metaphorical environment.
Yeah,
of,
I'm sure they don't mean that, but that's the only way that I can.
Every
make
time
it make sense.
Millions of people replace their cables and throw away their old cables, it is super bad for the environment.
Yeah. That's a weird try to kind of hill to fall on.
Yeah, they go on. We want to ensure that any new legislation will not result in the shipment of any unnecessary cables or external adapters with every device, or render obsolete the devices and accessories used by many millions of Europeans and hundreds of millions of Apple customers. Okay, so that's great. I see where their argument is coming from. If we had to include an adapter to the thing that we're shipping everywhere else in the world because we're going to do that. So basically, they're just being petulant children that would rather do something that's bad for the environment than
So they're saying we will be bad for the environment if you do this.
If you make us do this.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So it's a threat.
Oh my God.
Not a warning.
Brutal.
Given the market steady switch to USB Type-C, it's likely that this is the standard that will be adopted if it's passed. And iPhones have been rumored to ditch Lightning for Type-C for years. But also, recent rumors now point to a completely portless design with wireless charging and wireless data transfer only anyway. And honestly, we're not far away from that actually kind of making sense.
Yeah. Once you took the headphone jack out, like...
Wi-Fi has gotten pretty fast.
Yeah.
And wireless charging has gotten
pretty good. How many people still transfer files through a cable to their phone?
On an iPhone, I don't bother. But on an Android device, I kind of do a lot.
Interesting.
So
why?
There you go. Because it's a lot faster. Hmm. Well, remember too, as a...
What are you transferring onto your phone?
Like, not onto my phone, off my phone.
Okay.
So as like a video maker, I'm often doing screen cap on my phone that I need to put onto an editor.
I was thinking the other way around. So yeah.
No,
you could have that auto sync.
Yeah, no, I don't put anything on my phone. By the way, I don't know if you've been using my Plex server lately, but it's fixed now.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's fixed now. It just reminded me, because like that's the only way I put things on my phone now. All right, what else we got? Ah, big news! NVIDIA drops pricing on the RTX 2060. It is now down to $299, also known as the price it probably should have been in the first place. It was $350, and many partner cards are still at or near that price, but the Founders Edition is now $299. That brings the price closer to the rumored upcoming RX 5600 XT, which is releasing on... Wait. Okay, hold on a second. Are these details that AMD has actually announced, or are these things that people don't know yet? Hold on. I'm just going to control V. Okay. AMD announced. Oh, good. AMD announces the RX 5600 XT on Tuesday for $279. Okay, so I can talk about that. The GTX 1660 Ti is still $279, so basically it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, given that you can get a 2060 for that with ray tracing.
Whoa! Which you probably wouldn't run around on there.
I do.
On a 2060?
I do.
Oh.
Minecraft. I think Minecraft with RTX is straight up...
Does it even do that well on a 2060?
Minecraft RTX?
Yeah.
Wait, is it out?
It's not out yet. No, but they have like community mod demos that are will like melt your computer.
Oh, all right. Well, you don't have to do that many bounces. I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could run it.
I agree.
I think that's going to be a valid use case for it. With that said, not on the LTT Minecraft server since we're running the Java version. So that's going to be a thing.
Okay.
Apparently. I don't know if Jake has talked about this publicly yet, but apparently we are finally launching in the next couple of weeks.
Really? Because it's been like a long time. Four, 5 months?
Meat kettle.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. It's a Minecraft server.
Have you seen what they've been working on, though? It's actually pretty cool.
Video delivery? Minecraft server.
Yeah, but like he also didn't take 3 years. So
okay, all right. Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
You know.
That's fine.
You know.
That's fine.
anyway. what else we got that we wanted to talk about? Oh yeah, this is the craziest thing ever. Okay, so scientists use stem cells from frogs to build the first living robots. So this is out of the University of Vermont. Xenobots. So these are robots that are constructed out of living cells. they're made from embryonic African clawed frogs. So these are tiny sub-millimeter blobs that have between 500 and 1,000 cells. They can scoot around, they can self-organize, and they can deliver minute payloads. Potential uses include targeted drug delivery.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
So unlike any previous living organism, these are living programmable organisms. This is... nuts. So they're 100% frog DNA, they are not frogs.
That is extremely cool and very terrifying.
Yeah. Like, imagine, like, chemical warfare, nuclear warfare. Those are not the scariest warfares anymore.
Well, this would...
Is it chemical? It's biological warfare,
biological.
Which I guess also, you know, exists. But this is like... I don't know. This feels like
a new category.
A new category to me somehow.
Microbiological. No,
like you drop a bunch of these in like a water supply or something, and they like, you know, deliver.
Execute program 66. Eat brains. I don't know.
Right? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Like, depending on how long they can stay alive in a target's bloodstream,
right?
You know, you could potentially, over some very extended period of time, basically infect an entire population. Just be like, hey. I mean, obviously, they have no way at this time to put frickin' Wi-Fi on the things, but like.
And I'm sure I'm not putting ideas that weren't already there into people's heads, so don't worry about it. But consume and grow would, like, very possibly be an option. And that's essentially just cancer, is it not? Deliverable cancer? That sucks.
Yeah.
But also, maybe counter it at the same time. Really interesting. I'm very interested to see where that goes. Hopefully all in good directions.
In other news, this is off of Cooler Master's Twitter. Cooler Master has changed the design of their thermal paste syringe. Not to make applying thermal paste easier, but because they were tired of having to explain to parents that their kid isn't using drugs. I think Cooler Master is social media savvy enough that this is not what happened, but yeah. It's very funny. So good job, Cooler
Master.
Okay,
hold on. Switch my screen.
Yes.
This is their video. I'm going to mute it just because I don't know if it's coming through or not. This is their video. I just want to see if you notice what's wrong. Did you see it?
Go back. Master Gel Maker. Traditional thermal grease, which is hard to spread evenly.
Traditional thermal grease. All capitalized.
I did notice that thermal grease was capitalized.
Traditional thermal grease.
Oh, Cooler Master, you tried.
And then they do the classic, like, infomercial, I can't do this super simple task at all.
They had to have done that on purpose, too.
It's so difficult.
Also, that's spread enough at this point. They're just...
Nope, need to keep going. I don't know.
Patent.
That's a fun grammar bit right there.
Man, you know the craziest thing about like companies like Cooler Master is they actually have a lot of people who work there who could easily proof this.
Okay, what do you think?
They just don't have them do it.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
And unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I think anything that gives new users more confidence to do something
okay.
can actually have
a
clear
cool
benefit.
Angle. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if it does nothing for the actual thermal performance, still kind of neat.
The first initial thought that I had was like, that's a confusing, low value, I'm assuming notable increase to bomb cost change that I just don't understand. But if it's increasing confidence, because that is a part that has always bothered people.
And it made us talk about it.
It did. Good job, Cooler Master marketing team.
Yeah, there you go.
Spelling things wrong was the play. You got it.
Corsair IQ to support ASUS motherboard RGB lighting control. Have we finally reached RGBtopia? Arguably the two best RGB solutions, IQ and Aura Sync, are now compatible, so you can get a cohesive RGB look without using 20% of your CPU.
Thank you.
It seems simple, but syncing RGB can actually be really tough. I know Corsair has spent an inordinate amount of money on RGB development. Like, it just blew me away. each component, RAM, MOBO, GPU, could run very different software and hardware for RGB. Even if they're designed by different teams within the same company, they can run really different stuff. So what one company or team calls blue in their software might be different from others, even more difficult for colors like orange, where two lights have to be dimmed correctly in order to color match. Various controllers will have different built-in delays, so even if the main software is sending out the right signals, the whole thing could look like a mess, and on top of it all the hardware needs to comply with all the electronics laws. I actually found out recently that one of the reasons that RGB doesn't just all sync wirelessly instead of having to do all this crap is that it has to do with European RF pollution laws.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, all right. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It's like why I had to get my Logitech PowerPlay mouse mat in Canada.
Get it?
Because they don't sell it here.
They don't sell it here?
No.
I actually did not know that. I never went to buy one. They sent one for review.
I need a new mouse because mine double clicks like all the time, but I love it. I'd never want to go back if I can. I wish they made a much bigger mouse mat.
Yeah.
I know you can like do it yourself.
You can mod it.
But it's...
You got to do it.
I will.
You should do it.
I will.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. That's the way to go. You just you get the other one, you cut the hole. Yeah. Okay. 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 Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So two random things. I got this super early, which I'm ridiculously excited about.
Oh, good for you. You're now the only one in this room with a working Valve Index.
Okay, so you mentioned that before the show, but we didn't get into it. What happened?
Well, my controller broke.
Your controller broke?
Yeah. My controller, it started kind of disconnecting sometimes, and I would power it off and power it back on, and it would kick back in. And then it did it again, and then it, like... happened more and more frequently until it did it, and then it didn't turn back on.
Is this your Knuckles?
Yeah. Yeah, so my left Knuckles controller is dead.
You can use the older ones, right? Can't you?
Okay, so that was a bit of a fiasco ordeal. It was a bit of a pain in the butt because I am using Lighthouse V2s. I don't own any Vive Gen 2 controllers.
Okay.
Any, like, SteamVR 2.0 controllers. So I had to come back to work, borrow some controllers, go home, realize that my lighthouses were not compatible with my Gen 1 controllers, go back to the office, get Gen 1 lighthouses, which conveniently do work with the Index headset, and then I was able to play. But yes, I've been out of the game for a little bit. I've been playing a little bit, but not nearly as much. I don't like using the Gen 1 controllers as much. They're really heavy, and I'm weak.
It's a weight thing.
Well, it's a factor, yeah. I also don't find them as comfortable. I'm really used to the Valve one, to the Vive ones now.
You really like
Beat
Saber, which is a lot of constant movement.
Yes.
So that sort of would add up.
And sometimes I'm streaming for an hour or 2 hours at a time, and it really does make a difference.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
There's that.
And the Knuckles are very, like, when something's kind of attached to you, the weight gets distributed a lot better.
Yes.
Compared to, like, a stick that you have to hold or whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that I got this, which is fantastic.
Did you just get that today?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's super early. As if I remember correctly, my order is supposed to come in March.
Nice.
Like, it's wicked early. I don't know why. It was here.
You need your left controller?
Yeah, I think so. actually, I mean, honestly, you could borrow it because I can't set it up yet.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I wasn't, like, the room isn't ready. Like, I didn't think it was going to be here for a long time.
It's fine. I can wait. They have finally shipped me one, so I'm good.
Okay, that's cool.
Took them, like, 13 days to decide to ship me a replacement, so that was pretty sweet.
That's kind of annoying. Speaking of annoying, though, this is, like I said, this is here, that's great. I got banned from WoW for 6 months.
You got banned from WoW?
Suspended.
Why?
I'll get into that.
Why did you get suspended from, what did you do?
I genuinely don't know. That's the worst part. I went to go, it's been for a week. I went home after last WAN show.
Yeah.
And went and logged in. It was like, your account is suspended for 180 days. And I was like, what?
Maybe Blizzard's trying to tell you you have a problem. And that WoW Classic isn't that good of a game anyway.
Okay. The WoW Classic has a lot of issues. I will give you that. But it's like...
Maybe Blizzard said, you know what? We've consumed enough of this man's life and soul.
But it's funny, I play with my dad and my brother and my mom. Like, just a little while ago, I was in a dungeon with my dad, my brother, and mom. What? A while ago. I said just a while ago. It's fine. I'm not going to say exactly how many days ago, but it was a while ago.
Hold on. Let me say that out loud for you so you can hear it instead of being saying it.
Okay.
A little while ago, I was in a dungeon with my brother, my dad, and my mom.
See, because I play WoW so much, this doesn't ping me.
Well, there's lots of kinds of dungeons. Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna get a little personal here for a moment.
Sure.
But the day that my mom or my grandma on my dad's side passed away, or not passed away, her funeral was the launch day of Classic WoW. This man allowed me to borrow a bunch of laptops. And I flew across the country.
Oh, yeah.
And we had, like, a LAN party in the hotel room that night.
Good old
to classic
WoW style.
To try to, like, bring the family together. Now my brother, my dad, and I all raid together. And it's, like, a thing. So it really sucks. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I have appealed it 3 times. I've gotten automated responses back every time, just being like, nope, 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 6 months, bye.
And you still don't even know what it was.
I can't get to a single... They said cheating, and I was like, what? I haven't done this? So they're like, oh, it's for unauthorized program use?
What is unauthorized program use?
What program? Like, I use my computer for everything. I stream on it, I work on it, yeah. I game on it. I don't know what program. What program are you upset about? So I don't get banned in the future, and they're just like, nope, stop sending in tickets, blop. They're all automated responses, so no one's really saying that.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. If someone out there works at Blizzard, knows a senior GM or something, I would love to talk to you. You can even leave the ban. I just don't want to get banned again.
Right. Because you're back for, like, 2 days, you get banned for another 6 months.
Because I don't even know why.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Huh.
I can't talk to... Like, when I used to have... If I ever had a problem with Blizzard...
Yeah.
When I first started playing WoW, you can just call them.
Well, yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. But they had a big player base.
You know, the funny thing about that is that, like... It's not like they get paid less now.
Yeah.
But somehow they were able to sustain support staff back then. Why can't they now?
I don't know.
I don't know. When did we all as consumers accept this?
And like, I even said that in one of my tickets.
Yeah.
I was like, I understand you guys are probably receiving a lot of tickets right now. I'd love to just, like, if I can just talk to someone, we can probably smooth this over.
Yeah.
And we can just move on.
Yeah.
Automated response, denied, whatever. I don't know. I would just love to talk to someone so I can at least, like, explain my case. I'd like to play games with my dad again. That was, like, a cool thing that we had. I would love to just talk to someone. So if anyone out there can just reach out to me, that would be fantastic. Because I'm getting nowhere on my own.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting nowhere.
You can take a controller.
No.
Like, fine. I literally can't set it up.
It might be at home.
Okay.
Like, they shipped it a few days ago, and it's been snowy, so I think it might have gotten delayed, but it also, like, might be there by now, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, we're making rearrangements, and we're, like, literally in the process of it, but I didn't know it was going to be here so soon, so it's not ready yet.
All right, so thanks for watching this week, guys. We'll see you again next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Jaden, you're a dick.